amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Have you ever lost someone very close to you, someone that you have really loved? A spouse, a child, a friend? Or maybe a death of a relationship, something you trusted in? Mourning. Grieving. Heart is broken. There is a healer. Jesus is His name. He's the healer of broken hearts, bruised spirits. He's the lover of our soul. So tonight, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling that no one cares, know that Jesus cares. To see death as He sees death. Death as an opening to the door of eternity. The Word tells us to be dead and the body is present with God. The Word tells us if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, He'll quicken your mortal body. Jesus Christ is the truth, the life, and the way. And no one can come to the Father except through Jesus. And when Jesus is in our heart, we can go to the Father, and we can dwell with Him forever as we've yielded our lives to Him, believed His Word, followed Him. For the steps of a good man are ordered by God. Reading from Matthew, 5th chapter. The Beatitudes. Jesus. And when He saw the multitude, He went up to the mountain, and after He sat down, His disciples came to Him. And opening His mouth, He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of Me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Sometimes we have the wrong idea that if we're Christians, there's no pain, just a life of victory. I really don't know how we come to that conclusion. For the Word says, through much tribulation, we enter the kingdom. And Jesus learned obedience by the things that He suffered. We know the Word tells us that straight is the gate, narrow is the way. And not to be surprised when fiery trials come upon us. And yet we still seem to be surprised. Things don't always work out the way we hope. And because we're disillusioned with the things that happen in life, we put our trust in men, and we're disappointed. We don't even realize that we have placed and have other gods before us, whether it be an institution, a relationship, business, education. But we're to worship the Lord thy God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. And so when our kingdoms come tumbling down, When our relationships come tumbling down, broken, someone moves, misunderstanding, we grieve, much pain. And Jesus is calling us to a resurrected life, a crucified life, but after we're crucified, a resurrection. So in this life, there are tears that are shed. We do mourn. We do feel disappointed. But keeping our eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, trusting Him that He's going to work all things together for good. God is who He is, altogether wonderful, eternal, the great I am, and we are who we are, mortal, until we ask the One who is immortal, eternal, into our hearts, having to be poor in spirit. That's reality. Mourning with those who mourn, having compassion, being real, not pretending. The Word tells us to worship the King in spirit and in truth, in reality, the reality of who He is and who we are. He's the Creator. I've been created. To be pure in heart, without guile. Oh God, cleanse my heart. Purify my heart. Deliver me of hidden sins. So many times we're not in touch with our sin. There's things that are obvious in our life, but there's other areas that seem to be hidden. We've acted or reacted in so many different ways over the years, and we think it's just who we are. Our friends know, our relatives know, that sin is just hidden from us, and we need to pray for divine revelation, that we might repent, that we might be changed. I want to be changed, don't you? To go forever, or until Jesus comes, in the state that I'm in, would be like being in a prison cell. I want to be free. Do you want to be free? I know the bondage breaker. And the Word tells me that Jesus ever lives to do intercession for you and for me. He desires for His people to be free. Free to love, free to give. Free to become His sons. Made in His image and likeness. I want to be like Jesus. And what was Jesus like? He mourned when Lazarus died. And yet He knew who He was. He knew there would be a resurrection. But He mourned. He loved His friend. There's nothing wrong with weeping when we lose someone we love, something we love, some disappointment. Father God has created tears to be a release, an emotional release, to bring healing. Not to cry and to think it's unspiritual to cry is to actually go against our creation and the nature God has given us. His nature is compassion, love, giving. To be pure in heart, to think about what is lovely, true, beautiful, and of good report, bringing every thought captive to the tearing down of strongholds. Love always hopes the best, love always believes the best. Blessed are the peacemakers. To seek peace, to pursue peace, to bring order out of chaos in the world around us. So easy to get pulled into arguments and taking sides, listening to negative conversations and joining in. That old saying, adding coals to the fire instead of bringing peace to it. Peace to the situation, throwing water on the fire. maybe even salt on the fire. God has called us to be the salt of the earth. And if salt has lost its taste, how will it be made salty again? Salt's good for flavor, good to put fires out too. The whole world wants to be happy, and we all want to be blessed. And we open up the book, the Word of God, and read what Jesus says. How can we be happy? How can we be blessed?
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
To be blessed of the Father, to be chosen by the Father before the foundation of the world, called and chosen, to be a light to the Gentiles, to be a city set upon a hill, to be the salt of the earth, to be a reflection of His glory, to be an ambassador for Christ, Christ bearer, a light bearer to a dark world, to speak words of peace when the world's in chaos and when it's so dark, to speak the truth in love, to be different to be dared to be different, to be persecuted for righteousness, not because of our own mistakes, but because of righteousness, right living, doing the right thing at the right time, even when you don't want to, choosing to say the right word, even when you don't want to, not being moved by feelings, but by righteousness. Because the word engrafted in our hearts overflows our own feelings and emotions, not being led by emotions, but by the Spirit of God. Even being in the right place at the right time, God's instrument in this world, a driving force, illuminating dark areas, even the souls of men, being so clear, so transparent, making others more to feel the presence of God. Could I say that? To feel Christ in you, the hope of glory, to know that when you enter a room, the atmosphere changes. Have you experienced that? And the Word tells us that the spirit of this world is at enmity with the Spirit of God within you. So if you feel shunned, persecuted, not understood, to realize that in the heavenlies there is a battle going on for the souls of men, and we're in that battle to bring home the family of God. And how are they going to know unless we show the world that we are part of God's family, that we're different, that we love each other, that we care about each other? Then they'll see the difference and they'll want to know. God has given us that ministry of reconciliation. Go into all the world and make disciples, sharing the good news. Not just with our words, but with our actions. Showing Jesus. Bringing peace wherever we go. Order out of chaos. The world's waiting. The world's waiting for you. The world's waiting for me. There is so much in this world that's not true. Wood that should be wood but is really plastic. Bricks that look like bricks but they're plastic. The world's looking for somebody who looks like Jesus. Can we do it by ourselves? No. But we can be when we're grafted into the vine, when we're abiding in Christ, when we spend time with Him. We can be like Jesus. I like the easy sayings in the book. I like the promises of God, but there's some things in the Word of God that makes me take notice. Reading from Matthew, 5th chapter again, verse 20. I warn you, unless your goodness is greater than that of the Pharisees and other Jewish leaders, you can't even get into the kingdom of heaven at all. So it's not just our words, it's not even reciting scripture. Has the word become flesh within me? Has it become real to you? Not just reading it, but becoming it. And that's my heart cry. Is that yours? The word tells us that if a man even thinks about a woman in that way, in the natural way, thinks about it, he's guilty of adultery. It's our thought life. It's what we think about. The world is looking for a people who are genuine, that what they say is what they do and what they think about. Because our thought life forms us into our actions. First we think about something and then eventually we do it. Mind games. Computer. So many games. Virtual reality. And then it becomes reality. Think about something long enough and you'll want to do it. Need to think God's thoughts. Need to have our minds renewed so that we're blessed. God's called us to be a blessed people. Blessed in our going out and our coming in. Blessed whatever we put our hand to do. So many promises, but contingent upon my actions, not just quoting words and standing on words when I'm not following through. It's your follow through. Whether you're playing tennis or golf, in God, it's your follow through. No sense of early closure. Thinking because we bought the book, we read the book. Thinking because we go to church that we are His church. God sees into the heart. We can play games so many ways in our life. It's so easy. And yet God knows everything. He knows our hearts. And He's calling us to be His people, a people set apart to bring peace to this world, have peace within ourselves. But when we meet others, that we can share that peace, that holy confidence that everything's going to be all right by His grace, regardless of what happens, that God's in control. In a world shaken by chaos, in the physical, the mental, financial realm, to bring peace wherever we go, because the peacekeeper dwells within us. Shalom.
Yeah.
reading again from Matthew, the 5th chapter, 43rd verse. There is a saying, love your friends and hate your enemies, but I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true sons of your Father in heaven, for he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust too. If you love only those who love you, what good is that? Even scoundrels do that much. If you are friendly only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even the heathen do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. How many times have we said, well, I'm not perfect? But yet the Word of God and Jesus, who is the Word, calls us to be as our Heavenly Father, perfect in love, perfect in forgiveness. Forgiveness is a decision. Love is a decision. And the rewards of that, to be blessed. To be blessed of the Father. Mary Winchell here, amazing love. And that's how God loves you, with an amazing love.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazinglovministries.org.